All right, we're doing an interview right now, me and you and him.
Oh, hi.
Hey, it's the Greg and Greg Show. We're live at the 13th Floor Music Festival at Club Dada. It is September 6th, 2014.
You don't have to say all that.
Oh, what?
You don't have to say all of that.
Oh, I thought I did.
They know what day it is from the posting day.
Oh, I thought I had to give the day every time.
Do you want to give a weather report, too?
It's a little humid. We had a little bit of rain earlier, but that subsided. And we were able to see the Quaker City Nighthawks. Portions of. So now it's roll call time. Name and position.
My name is Sam, and I pitch for the Quaker City Nighthawks.
Now, you have two essential lead singers, I feel like.
Yeah.
What's the other boy doing?
He is actually in Colorado right now with his family, enjoying himself right now. So,
I've seen you guys maybe four or five times, and I love the songs like Rattlesnake Boogie, such a good song. The whole vibe of the band is really cool. I think individually, each one of you are extremely good musicians, because...
I just feel like this is way too bright in my face, so I'm turning it over.
Is it the right way? No.
Yeah. Okay. No. That's fine.
All right. But as I was saying before, a phone flip.
The problem was that I couldn't see you because the phone is so bright in my face that I needed to flip it over. Did you feel the same way?
It was pretty bright.
Yeah. All right. All right. Continue.
But as I was saying, I feel like you guys are all such great musicians. Is it like, does it become a competition in the band, or is it just you get it? You all just get it.
The only competition in the band is who can crack the funniest joke, I feel like. No, it's really not a competition. It's just good to have, it's like having so many skill sets to fall back on. Like, if there's something I can't do, I know somebody can do it in the band and vice versa. So it's never really been competitive. It's just a good mutual respect for everything. It works out.
Your drummer, though, oh my god, that guy's insane. I've seen a few bands, I love their drummers, and of them, this guy stood out the most to me. Where did you find him?
We found him just stumbling around Berry Street in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
We actually all played together at a bar called the Moon Bar in Fort Worth, and he was in like 13, 14 bands, I guess. I'm sure that's an over-exaggeration, but it seemed like he was in every band ever, and we were just watching him, and Dave and I, the other lead singer,
yeah,
we were contemplating starting this band, and we're like, well, man, we have to have Matt play drums. Like, if Matt can't play drums, this doesn't really work. So luckily we asked him, and he was cool with it, and then we showed him all the songs the day of the show, of our first show, and he clicked perfect, so
it worked. He got it. That's awesome.
Yeah, we got lucky with that one. Don't tell him he's that good, though. We don't.
Yeah, no, I don't like to inflate egos at all, so I'm out on that. So,
the name of the band.
Yeah.
How did you get to that? It's such a random collection of words.
Yeah.
I want to know what's the story behind that.
Yeah. It's actually I'm a big Mark Twain fan, and he wrote a book called The Innocents Abroad, and he's on a ship from to the Holy Lands. Like, it's a tour of the Holy Lands, and it was a bunch of mixed religious, ethnic people, like all different ethnicities and religions on the boat, and it's kind of tensions were high on the way out there, and then the only time that everybody got along is he played cards with everybody and smoked and drank late night, and it was all these people, and they got along great. They called themselves the Nighthawks, the people that stayed up late, and the boat they were on was the SS Quaker City. So we kind of crammed some history together and came up with Quaker City Nighthawks.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we've talked to numerous bands tonight about. Where's the name come from? And some have been, you know, some of the answers were like, oh, you know, we were just sitting around and like somebody was like, oh, hey, you know, whatever. And it stuck. But that's one of the most intelligent band names that I've heard in a long time.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Any chance we have to be intelligent, we'll take that.
Right, yeah, of course, yeah. As with any band, right?
Right, yeah. Totally.
So, do you have a question? Go for it. You're making me carry this, buddy.
I mean, I've got all kinds of questions, you know. You guys got up there tonight, and it was a two-piece.
Right.
And do you ever, like, worry about something like that? Or do you just have that much faith in your drummer to where it's like, you know what, I can go up there with myself as a lead guitar player and a drummer and just make it happen?
Yeah, he helps a lot, man. It's like I said, that's a big, nice, fluffy cushion to lay down on when you're trying to play music, and that helps a ton. I do not consider myself the most skilled of guitar players, so... I like rely on a lot of what he's doing and play off what he's doing to make a two-piece work, you know, as much as you can without trying to pull the Black Keys whole shtick.
Right,
but,
And for such a full sound that your band has, to just carry that across with two dudes, I think that's really impressive.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. We've been doing it's like two or three that we've done so far, and it's a new thing for us, so it's just kind of... a stripped-down thing we like to do every now and again when we can. So,
how does the rest of the band feel about it?
they would be here if they weren't out of town.
Okay.
Yeah, like this was a last-minute show that Ken he had a slot open, and I was like, you know what, we're gonna be out in Dallas at night, and Matt's gonna be here. So yeah, the other two guys are out of town and enjoying themselves. So we'd always rather play with everybody, but.
But I mean, it worked. Like the two-piece was really kick-ass tonight, and like. You know, there's not a lot of times that you can walk up to a band and see a guitar player singing and a drummer drumming, and you're like, that band's fucking awesome. Like, that those were my first reactions when I saw you guys. So, you know, it's pretty awesome.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Yeah, yeah. Matt also sings like a little angel, too. So, having him
what
play drums and
do?
Sing, you know, right? I'll name a few things he can't do. Here's some things he can't do. He cannot not order chicken at a barbecue restaurant.
Oh.
We went to Memphis one time, and Matt ordered. We went to this Rendezvous Rib place.
Oh, best place on the.
Oh my God.
It's the best place on the planet.
Great, it's fantastic. And the guy comes by, and he's like, taking our order, and Matt's like, "I'll have the chicken," and I was just like dumbfounded. But also, his nickname is Chicken Finger.
Mm-hmm.
That guy can put down more chicken fingers than anybody I've ever met in my life.
You go to Raising Cane's all the time?
Oh, man. Chicken fingers with barbecue sauce? Like, he's the best at it, so.
I need to have a conversation with that guy, because you can't go to Memphis and go to Rendezvous Barbecue
and
get chicken. They have the best dry-rubbed ribs on the planet, and he's going to get chicken? That's a problem with me. I don't know if we can be friends. You and I can be friends, but he and I cannot be friends.
You know what? That's
kind of why we love him, though. Like, you don't want to change that about him.
No.
Like, the guy loves chicken fingers, and he likes chicken. So, I mean, like, I feel like if I change that, I'd ask him to change his drumming style. Like, eat away, buddy.
Yeah, eat your chicken. That's what keeps you banging them drums,
yeah.
Man.
And he's wearing an Astro shirt, so that guy's got issues.
Yep.
Who wears an Astro shirt? Well, I mean, I guess an Astro shirt probably beats a Texas Ranger shirt over this year, so maybe he's smarter than I thought.
Well, I feel like we've had a good time here. It's time to wrap it up a little bit. I'm going to ask you the question I ask everybody. When you went out to buy your first album, what was it? What brought you to the store?
It was Boys to Men 2.
That's not the first one!
That's the second answer we've had tonight!
Are you kidding me?
No!
That is 100% what I went and bought with my own dollars.
Yeah, with your own cash.
Like my own little dollars. And I grew up in a denomination of church where my dad was a preacher.
Mm. Yeah.
And everything was a cappella.
Okay.
We didn't have instruments. So, like, I heard, of course, Boys to Men. Yeah, like, that's awesome.
Bended
you know?
You're like, fucking yeah.
Had to skip through that one and the I'll Make Love to You, you know, like.
Right, yeah. Ooh, you.
Yeah, when my
can't mom, listen to that.
My mom, what do you listen to? Nothing, Mom. You know, just not the weird songs about throwing your clothes on the floor. Like.
And getting freaky with
yeah.
somebody.
That
yeah,
is
that
crazy. That's crazy. That's the second answer tonight.
Yeah.
With Boys to Men.
I wish it was cooler. I wish it was like something like. I wish I could tell you like T-Rex or something awesome.
Yeah,
like,
no.
He bought.
To Men.
My first album was Heart.
Heart, and I bought Papa Roach. That was the first album I went out and bought with my own dollars. I went, I have to have this album. So I always think it's interesting to get to know somebody, and it's like, hey, what did you buy first? Also, I think we need to bring back the word freaky, so start putting that in some songs.
No problem right there. No problem.
Well,
that
right.
rhymes with like a million things, too. So.
Freaky, tiki.
Just to kind of add on to that, did that album inspire you at all, or was it just something that you just listened to and you're like, oh, you know, it's great, whatever?
As much as it can inspire a fourth grader or a fifth grader, you know, I mean, like, I knew I'd... at that age, I knew I did want to do music. Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean,
well, what was the main, like, what was the album that you bought that was like, I want to do this?
Yeah. Oh man, that's a really good question. I guess I bought an old Little Feat album that I'd heard Little Feat from my parents and stuff, so I immediately dismissed them.
Right. And yeah, because you don't want to do anything your parents do.
Oh, Lord, no, right? And until you realize that they were actually pretty smart.
Right.
And they knew what they were talking about. But that was a Little Feat album, and I'd had Sailing Shoes, the Little Feat album. I listened to it all the way through, and I was like, oh, that's almost exactly what I want to do.
It made sense.
Yeah, so Little Feat Sailing Shoes is probably the first album.
All right, there you go.
All right, well, it's been good talking. Yeah. Where can people find you? Where can they find all the Quaker City Nighthawks stuff?
We're on all the big evil corporation sites, Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff. But we have our website, QuakerCityNighthawks.com, and we'll be playing Dio de los Toadies this next week.
Awesome. Sweet.
With the Toadies and Old 97s, and that's out at Panther Island Pavilion September 13th. So
and I'll catch you there, because I want to go to that.
Yeah.
All right. Sign
be
up
there.
Out, buddy.
All right. Well, that's it. We're here, and we're going to be here for a few more minutes and stuff and things and other things and stuff. So if you want to enjoy our work, you can enjoy our work and things and stuff.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
What?
Are you okay, buddy?
Yeah, I'm fine.
We're all okay.
I'm just doing the worst sign-off ever. All right. TheGregGregShow.com and boo out.
Already. Thank you. That was
no
great.
Problem.